offering prayers at the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell, the morning after 19 kids were murdered in a Texas elementary school along with two teachers.
It's literally sickening, to consider the innocent young lives that were stolen by this pointless, senseless brutality.
There is a plague upon this nation. A plague of gun violence.
That is Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer calling for stricter gun laws again, blaming Republicans for blocking it in the past.
Too many members on that side care more about the NRA than they do about families who grieve.
GOP lawmakers have said more regulations will restrict the rights of law-abiding citizens. Fox's Bill Malugin's outside the elementary school in Uvalde.
This shooter went into one single fourth-grade classroom, locked himself in, barricaded it, and essentially almost all of the casualties from this incident were in that one single classroom.
A Border Patrol agent who joined the law enforcement response got into the room, killed that gunman who was 18 and apparently bought the weapons legally and had shot and wounded his grandmother before going to the school. Police are searching for a motive.
There's no friends, no girlfriend. They describe him as a loner to me, unemployed, no criminal history, no gang affiliation, so they don't have a lot to go on right now.
There will be a Republican runoff for a Senate seat in Alabama. Fox's Aisha Hosny's in Montgomery.
Katie Britt facing off with Representative Mo Brooks, who announced last night that he was back from the dead just 2 months after President Trump took back his endorsement.
Enough about the past. We have a runoff in 28 days.
Now, the former president put out a statement calling it a very successful night for Republicans he endorsing. He's now won 100 races, lost just six, claiming some were impossible to win. GOP Governor Brian Kemp in Georgia easily beat a Trump-backed challenger in that race. America's listening.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Here are a few other election results from last night. A Democratic congressman in Texas claims he's won a primary runoff. Henry Cuellar declaring victory, despite a less than 200-vote lead over a progressive challenger, Jessica Cisneros, who is not conceding. In Minnesota, Jeff Ettinger won the Democratic primary in the race to fill a House seat left vacant when Congressman Jim Hagedorn died. The Republican primary is too close to call. FBI Director Christopher Wray will be testifying later today at the Senate. He may be asked questions about that school massacre in Texas, and also
his testimony comes a day after we learned that the FBI uncovered a plot to kill former President George W. Bush. The perpetrator, an Iraqi citizen who entered the U.S. on a tourist visa in the final months of the Trump administration, went so far as scouting President Bush's Dallas home and library. Affiliated with ISIS, according to the affidavit, the Iraqi man is under arrest after engaging an undercover FBI team.
That's Fox's Jennifer Griffin. We're still waiting the Supreme Court opinion on an abortion case. After a leaked draft opinion showing conservative justices appear ready to issue a ruling that would overturn the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion rights nationwide in favor of states' rights to restrict it. A new poll shows there's some fallout.
The poll, done by Marquette Law School, finds that overall 55% of respondents disapprove of the Supreme Court, up from 45% in March. The disapproval was especially pronounced among the roughly two-thirds of Americans who oppose overturning Roe v. Wade, finding that 74% disapproved of the court, up from 54% in March. For those who want to see Roe overturned, 84% of them approve of the job the court is doing, up from 65% 2 months ago.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. On Wall Street, some gains. The Dow's up 70 points. The Nasdaq's gaining nearly 100. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.